1 week from today, the 2020 census rolls out nationwide. People in remote parts of Alaska are already being counted, and everybody else gets their chance soon. The counting will be different this year. For the first time, the federal government is trying to use the internet to count most of the people living in the United States. The numbers, of course, determine how political representation and federal funding are distributed, so this isn't just a bunch of numbers. It's an expression of power. Some worry about cybersecurity as we move over to the internet, though, and NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been covering the 2020 census. Hey there, Hansi.
Good morning, Steve.
How will it be different this year for the average person who might have received a letter in the mail in the past?
Well, a letter is still coming to most households on March 12th or around that date. And it's important to point out, paper is not going away, but not every household is getting a paper form at first. This is a big change. Most are going to just get a letter with instructions to go to a website, my2020census.gov. It's worth mentioning there's also going to be toll-free numbers to call in census responses. But again, the Bureau hopes that more people do it online. They say it'll take just about 10 minutes. It would save them money, be a quicker way to gather information, and hopefully be more convenient, the government says. You don't even have to leave your house to mail out a form this time around. And ultimately, this is to determine which households respond by the end of April. That's when the Bureau has to figure out how many door knockers it has to start sending out to complete the count, because federal law requires every home to participate in the census.
So they're going to try to count online, which works great, except when it doesn't, and people have all these concerns about security. What could possibly go wrong?
A lot could go wrong here. This is a big operation, a massive scale we're talking about. We're trying to count, theoretically, more than 300 million people if everyone in the country used this form.
Yeah.
And point out, there is no census app. It's just a form on a website. And the Bureau has months, really, to gather and try to process this information. But in this age of disinformation, cybersecurity risks, there are some concerns that there could be some sort of website outage that could hurt public perception if too many people try to use the website at the same time, and also could hurt the trust in the data that the census is ultimately supposed to produce. They have major implications on redrawing voting districts, redistributing congressional seats, and electoral college votes.
What is the Census Bureau doing to ensure trust?
The Bureau says it's working with the Department of Homeland Security and federal intelligence agencies, trying to stop any potential foreign actors who want to disrupt the census online. I spoke with the Bureau's chief information officer, Kevin Smith. He told me one lightweight precaution is not allowing IP addresses from outside the U.S. to access the census website. Let's listen to what he said.
People who are trying to break into systems can make themselves look like they're coming from many places in the country, even next door. So to block the websites at the front door is like putting a screen door in front of your iron door with five locks. That screen door does a little bit, but not much. The iron door you have and the second iron door and the five deadbolts you have in that door, that's your security protections.
So those other security protections, the Bureau has been mum about those. They don't want to give an advantage to any potential census disruptors, they say. And it's hard for the public to determine exactly what they're doing. And some lawmakers I've talked to are worried that the threats are always evolving, and they're worried that there has been some last-minute changes to IT systems, and there's little time left to fully test them at this point.
What's plan B if something does go wrong?
Well, the Bureau has lots of plans, and one of them that I found out is they've printed millions of extra paper forms and confirmed that the Bureau's printed more than 150 million paper forms, enough for each household in the country. And one thing to keep in mind for the public, if you prefer to do the census offline, not online, and you don't get a form in the mail, you cannot request a form. But if you wait until early April, every household that hasn't responded by then, there will be a form, paper form, mailed to your home. And you should get that in by the end of April if you do not want a census worker knocking on your door.
Oh, which could still happen in many cases, a live person.
Yes, they start going out in mid-May.
Hansi, thanks for your in-depth coverage of the census all the way along here. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Steve.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong covers the census for NPR.